Hello and welcome to a new podcast episode, a brand new week. You know how much I love a good Monday. And I am actually so excited to have this conversation with you today because my passion, my love language, if you will, is watching women succeed. I think that what's really fun is I'm going to share a little bit about my own entrepreneurship journey, just because I think it's so beautiful when you can look back and connect the dots. And I feel very firm in the direction that I'm going and how I serve others. But it's been a journey. I mean, it's not something that I figured out overnight. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what that journey has kind of led me to. But today's episode is really talking about how a mastermind can shift your trajectory. It is one of my favorite ways to support women in my community, how to create community, and the absolute passion I have for them from my own experience of being a part of them, as well as creating them for other people. So if you have heard of a mastermind, or watch your friends maybe invest their time, potentially hundreds or thousands of dollars to be a part of it, then this is what we're going to talk about today. I want you to lean in and have an open mind about what is possible for you. Health and wealth creation are literally some of my favorite topics, and allowing women to see the potential in themselves, allow them to anchor into how they create rhythms and take care of themselves. And ultimately, it shifts how we see the world. It shifts our potential of how we see what is possible for ourselves. And when I ask people, you know, what is freedom? What does freedom look like for you? You know, we get into those areas of health and wealth. So I'm really excited to have this conversation with you today, just to explain a little bit more about what a mastermind is or what it could be, how you could find one to support your growth and expansion, either at a personal level or in career, and how this really can take you to the next level. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Okay, let's get right into it. I'm so excited about this conversation, and I hope you can hear it in my voice, because a mastermind is something that I have had the benefit of being a part of in a number of different ways over the last, it's probably been about 8 years. I think 8 years. And when I found out what a mastermind was and I understood the principles of the mastermind and I witnessed the effect on how that shifted my growth as a woman, as someone in business, and somebody who has a lot of big dreams, it changed everything. So for me, when I founded Her Collab Co., which is the best place. It is a co-working and event space for women. But ultimately, women come there to work independently on their own dreams. They might be professionals working hybrid. They might be a part-time or full-time entrepreneur, solopreneur, freelancer, creative. And they get out of their own home environment to come and switch things up physically in the physical space. And it's so beautiful. It's creative. It's airy. It's cozy. I have custom wellness teas and coffee and good tunes and aromatherapy going. It's a brilliant, beautiful space. But so many women become a part of our community, either online or in person, because they desire to get in the room with other ambitious women, because they understand that their network is a reflection of their net worth. I don't know if you've heard that quote before, or that statement before. Your network equals your net worth. And I say this with so much love, because for many, many, many years as an entrepreneur, it was not the finances that was driving my passion. And I think I had to learn along the way that that's obviously a metric that we need to pay attention to. And I was grateful because I was, you know, staying at home and helping raise our babies while we moved around with my husband's job as he played hockey. And so it really was this beautiful and perfect opportunity to learn business, to understand the things that lit me up, what I was good at, how to refine my skill set. But once I started investing back into myself, either with coaching, mentorship, courses, classes, because again, as you begin a journey as a solopreneur, there's a lot you don't know. You have a mission, or you've got this idea, and hopefully you've, you know, walked the path to figure out, like, you know, validate the idea in a way, understand, do some market research, understand what this is going to look like for your life, for your family, if the need is there. But truly, your network and the people that you surround yourself will have a direct result on your success. I feel like I can say that wholeheartedly, and that has been my experience. And that is now the experience I get to create, and that I am pioneering in our own local community with other amazing women. We get to create a community where we are in close proximity to each other. We all have different businesses for the most part. We're in different industries. But it's like an unspoken language, love language even, of just understanding when someone's really motivated and inspired, and we all have different experiences to offer to each other, you get to tap into that with everyone else. So that is why so many women are so excited when they find our community, because being a solopreneur, working from home, starting a business, I don't care if it's a product based, a service based, it can be very lonely. It can be very lonely. And that is one of the many reasons that I founded Her Collab Co, is because isolation is real. You know, suffering mental wellness because you're doing things by yourself all of the time is not great. And I want women to get out of their own ways and know that there is support for them. There are people willing to cheer them on. There's women doing what they're doing similarly and that are very like-minded and very motivated. And I love giving women the opportunity to see their highest potential and know how to get there with strategy. And being able to build this community, I have really, a goal of mine is to make community accessible, to allow women to get out of their own way, really physically in their own environments once in a while, and come have a CEO or a co-working day with us. But offering events and coaching and workshops and masterminds was a non-negotiable. These were things that on my own, I really had to seek out. I invested a lot of money into these things, but I really did witness the benefit of that. So I love masterminding. So I want to just give you a little high level view of what it is. This is my own interpretation. I'm not like, you know, Googling or ChatGPTing this. This is literally just me sharing my love of them and how I've seen this support myself and others in our community over the years. And I really would love for you to take action. Like, once you're done listening to this, and hopefully it will inspire you to know that maybe this is the right thing you need for your career. And maybe even if it's not career, perhaps this is something you could even just do in your personal life. So at the highest level, a mastermind, our minds coming together, our beautiful brains coming together with the intention to move everybody forward. And so think about it like the ultimate brainstorming session. So we offer a monthly mastermind in our community. And what's really cool is that it's not that the number of people in the mastermind is the most important thing. It really is the quality of people. It's the intention behind the people that you are spending time with. Because I really do believe that we're not meant to be in all rooms with people. Like, I think you need to know who your people are. If you haven't found them yet, keep going, keep trying on different communities, because yes, you can be a part of many. That's great. But to have that real support at a soul level of people who you can trust, because really you're bringing ideas forward. You have to be able to trust these people. And it really is like kind of in confidence, you know, idea sharing, and it just needs to feel supportive. So finding the right community for a mastermind is really important. And I don't know, I'm like, there's so many things I love and I want to tell you, but it's the community feeling, the friendship, the soul sisterhood that we're building in our community that is so good. And truly, the women that are attracted to our community, like, I get it. We're not for everyone, and that is okay. Like, I have come to terms with that is very important to me. Culture is important. Having the right people with the right mindset and the right intentions is really, really important. And so we have created this safe space that once a month we meet for a mastermind. And this is essentially how we run ours. So maybe there's different variations to how you've experienced it in the past, or what you desire to have, or maybe what you want to create. And I want to give you that freedom, like, go create one. And perhaps you've heard your friends talking about it, especially if you're like in the personal professional development space or very career oriented, like, you've probably heard of these or seen people talking about it. So essentially how we run it in our community, once a month, we show up. I encourage everybody to come with a question. So hopefully this is a question that's kind of just been, you know, they've been sitting with, and it's just feeling a little stuck. There's some friction with it. They just don't know how to get past it. They're feeling challenged. Maybe they know it's holding them back. And here's what I know to be true in the health coaching that I do, in the business coaching that I do. We often are so close to our own stuff that it's hard to see and have multiple kind of perspectives of what the potential, solution could be, or multiple solutions. Like, we only know what we know. And so it's not always going to be, you know, your partner, your best friends, the people that are going to be able to support you. And while they would love to, when you can find a mastermind filled with, like I mentioned, diverse industries, diverse life experiences, you know, they are successful in their businesses. What I think is really cool when women come together in mastermind specifically is we get to use our tangible experiences. We get to use, our own truths and things that we believe to be true that we can share. But we also have this, like, I think, divine connection and intuition that we also get to tap into. And I'm not saying men can't do this, but I think openly women are a little more open-minded about that. And I think sometimes it's the intangible that we can't explain, why we just have a gut feeling on things or why we know something to be true. So when I've witnessed this so many times in our masterminds, that, like, it's experience and the knowingness, but it's also this, like, sometimes it's like a download or something that just drops into your mind when somebody asks a question that it doesn't even feel like your words or your ideas. And so that's a very cool experience that can happen. So I tell everybody, show up with a question, something that's just maybe not working. You're feeling stuck. You're feeling friction. It's feeling icky. You know, it's holding you back and you just can't see what the next step is. And I'm going to use some examples of things that have happened in our community, maybe in some questions, but it's really, really powerful. So depending on how many people are in our masterminds, I'd say we usually are between like 5 to 10 people for these monthly masterminds. Based on how many people are there, I break it down into times. So sometimes we'll have 5 minutes per person. Sometimes we'll have 10, depending on how many people are there. And I suggest that they ask their question, but as pointed as possible. Like, not like, well, I'm hoping and thinking, like, I'm not really sure. It's like, no, show up and be very clear on what you're asking for. And so this was one of the, I'll give the example of, we just had a mastermind last week, and I'll give the example of something that I asked. I was asking for feedback around her Collabco and the programming that I'm coming up with for the rest of 2024. We're kind of booked into midsummer, but I'm really looking ahead and thinking about what is it that my members really want right now in this season of life. I can always dream up all day long the things that I think I want, you know, and like I have a pulse on them and what they desire and the conversations they're having and the challenges. But I'm like, really, without ego, this is my question, without my ego in the way, I really want to know what you want and just go. Give me all of the ideas. How can we find and attract other beautiful members to our space? What are we missing? What are some really big ideas? So that question, you know, I guess because I went last that day and I just felt like it was, excuse me, the perfect amount of people and the right people in the room to answer those questions for me. I kind of like loaded up the question a little bit, but I tell them always be very firm and confident in the question that you're asking. So then what happens is I just have usually my notes on my phone or a journal, and then we just open it up to the group. And everyone's very respectful, like listening to others, everyone's ideas. But I say to people, like, this isn't a conversation per se where you get to sit, somebody gives you an idea, and then your ego gets in the way and you're like, well, no, I tried that already. It's like, no, we literally just want what's best for you. What we're asking you is just to listen and to receive. What you do and how you discern the information that you get in a mastermind is entirely up to you, always. You have to use that discernment to trust yourself, to have that knowingness. But I guarantee you, you're going to have some ideas, some downloads, some things given to you that you didn't think of. And it is so beautiful. It is so refreshing. It's so inspiring. And then I say to everybody after, the next thing is to take action. It's like showing up and listening to podcasts all the time. It's one thing to have all of the knowledge, all the tips to know what you need to do. But if you don't apply it to your life, then what's the benefit? What's the point? So that's a big part of it. So basically what happens, they ask the question, we open it up to the group, and then people just start sharing ideas or insight. And it's cool because it's like what one person says might trigger something for you too, that you're like, yeah, wow, could you imagine maybe this would be an option? And it's like for 5 to 10 minutes, we are focusing all of our love and our intention and our intuition towards them and wanting to see them to expand and to grow and to keep moving forward. So I always say it's one of the best ways to get unstuck out of our own way. Because if we leave it up to ourselves most of the time, whether it's your health, your goals, personally, professionally, and your finances, whatever that is, sometimes we're so close to our stuff and we don't hold ourselves accountable in the same way, or we're afraid to ask that we might look silly or that somebody might judge us. And I am certainly of the mindset of like, get out of your own way, you know, like ask for support. But it really does come down to finding that right community of support or that right mastermind for you. And so I have a feeling that if you looked locally, you might be able to find some options. And the other very cool aspect of a mastermind, what you'll find is it's not only the ideas that people are sharing with you, you're also deeply expanding your network and your ability to solve that problem. So for example, if somebody, you know, I asked that question, every single person that's in attendance there is giving me ideas and feedback, but they're also saying to me, hey, I know somebody who would be great at this. Maybe you want to reach out to them. And so if I had a dollar for every time that happens in our community, it is so cool. And this is the exact reason why people will often pay hundreds, thousands, and sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, to be a part of high-level masterminds. Because you're tapping into their network. You're tapping into the person themselves, their experiences, but you're also tapping into their network. And if you have that level of trust, they will be willing to offer that to you. So that's why just being a good person every single day, having a good reputation, understanding that it is the smallest world. How you treat people will come back to you 100-fold. And I'm just like, I'm constantly in awe of that within our community. And so I love it because in our community, we have people that are just starting their businesses, that have been doing it for a couple years. And then we have some of us that have been doing it like a decade or longer. So there's like a bit of mentorship, but we all benefit from everyone. Just because I've been doing it longer doesn't mean that some of the newer members or people that are newer to business haven't provided me with incredible insight or ideas or connections. So as I'm sure you can tell, I get kind of fired up about it. But if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling lackluster, if you're feeling unmotivated, you don't know what the next step is, this might be a really cool way for you to like step out of your current reality, to step out of your comfort zone, to meet new people, to try on new ideas. And you know how when we talk about goal setting and one of the quickest ways to either, you know, manifest or bring to reality and fruition your goals and your dreams, we say that it's to start showing up as that person with the goal achieved. There's multiple podcasts where I've talked about that. This is like, that's a part of it. Anyone who is quote unquote successful, whatever you think success is, I mean, we all have a different idea of that to some degree. The successful people understand this principle. They understand that who they surround themselves with is really important, especially as it relates to career, to goal setting, to expanding your wealth, even health. Like, that's why I'm so passionate about coaching and creating communities and containers when people can come in and think different, be around people that are doing it, that live it every single day, because your biggest cheerleaders, the people that are going to get what you're doing and actually support you, may not be the people that are closest to you in proximity day to day. It may not be your husband, your wife, your kids, your parents, your neighbors. Like, that may not be it. But I want you to find those people. Because if you're here, I know that you know that you're made for more. You know you're created with purpose. And you're trying to figure out what that living legacy is. And so I would really, really highly recommend that if that's how you identify as somebody who's really going for it right now, even if you're feeling stuck, consider your options. And I get it, online, it's very loud when it comes to masterminds and what coach to invest in and what course to do. There's some really wonderful people out there, but I would even challenge you to think like local. Think really local. Who in your community do you maybe really admire or look up to? Who are people already in your network? And create one. Maybe there's four of you, five of you. Like, I'm actually heading out the door here shortly, and I actually have a very intimate mastermind that I'm a part of monthly, and there's three of us. But it's such a beautiful level of trust. And you know, when we talk about collapsing timelines on your growth and expansion and the forward movement towards your goals, it's unbelievable what's happening in our time together once a month. So it doesn't have to be really big. I mean, it could be two of you. I do think that more than two is probably ideal because there's just enough kind of banter between the three and the experience. So maybe like four or five would be ideal. Ideally, you're kind of diversifying. You're finding people that are close enough together, but still maybe have different networks. So like, you do want to be a little strategic, but maybe you're the person that's going to bring this idea into the communities that you're a part of. And so again, I'm speaking mostly to like professional development, but inevitably you're growing as a person, as a woman, as a mother as well too. And this is the other, before I go, this is the other thing that's also very, very cool. You not only get and gain and are poured into and have life spoken over you just from your own questions, but what you actually realize as well is that there's something from every other person's question that you can apply to your own life. It's really cool. So even though my friend might be asking something about her business that is completely different, maybe she's talking about something like, you know, in social media, she needs a slightly new strategy, or she's coming up with a new product or service. Like, what is the angle on what's happening, or how she should show up, or what are the pain points of her ideal client? You know, like, she might ask a question like that. There's always something that I can take from that and be like, oh yeah, my social media game could use something like that too. And oh my gosh, I love that idea. Or I didn't know that that was a resource that I could use. Or I didn't know that, you know, you've learned something from this podcast. Thanks for that recommendation. So it's not just what you're getting from your own question, but there's something that feels so good. We walk out of there every single time just feeling on fire, to be honest with you, because it feels good to help each other. It feels good to see other people continuing to move forward and to encourage each other. And then from every single person's question, there's something that I'm also taking notes and adding into my phone. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. How does this apply to my life? And then it's about taking action. So I guess I'm just feeling a little fired up because we had a really wonderful one last week, and I gained so much from the perspective of my members. And I have so many good ideas, things I literally hadn't thought about before. It was so cool. And we always have them going on in our space. And in the coming months, we're going to be offering some other opportunities to be able to do that. But I just want to encourage you that if this is something you've seen and you're like, ugh, what is that? Like, or didn't understand what your friends were doing, it might be something that would be so supportive for you on your own personal and professional journey to get yourself into the spaces and proximity with people that are living life in a way that lands for you. You know, I want to be around inspired and motivated people. I want to be around people who care about their health and well-being. I want to live, you know, and be surrounded by people who actually are trying to create an impact for other people through the products and services that they're developing and that have good, strong business sense and morals and values, because that's not the truth across all industries, right? So it's like pouring our time and energy, that is a currency unto itself. So who are you spending time with? And when you think about proximity, who are those people and networks that really would be beneficial for your personal expansion and growth, but also as you're going after your goals and your dreams? So I hope that lands for you today, or that you can create one. If you have any more questions about that, do not hesitate to come and chat over on Instagram. We can voice note back and forth. I just am so passionate about helping people to get these set up and to find their people, and just to keep going on the things that are really exciting them and that are making an impact in our local communities. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day. Thank you for being here, and I will catch you back here on Thursday. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.